Thank you very much for joining us, Nick Dana. So the team is making its way to your home shores, although this is only about two-thirds of the way through the race. Where are you right now, and what are the conditions like out on the water?
Right now, we're several hundred miles off the coast of Florida, about the same latitude as probably Orlando. The conditions are beautiful. It's bluebird sailing. Fast. We're doing about 20 knots of boat speed and plenty of wind, and headed right for Newport.
How are you expecting conditions to change as you get closer to Rhode Island?
Well, looking at our weather, there's two things that are going to happen. Is the breeze will, within probably 100 miles of Newport, will shut down. It'll be a very light air finish, it looks like. It'll also get pretty cold. It's a lot colder than where we are now.
And you've been out there for about 7 months. What's the biggest challenge you've run into in the 7 months you've been racing?
The overall biggest challenge is keeping up with the fleet has been our biggest challenge. I think it's been a lot of the other teams as well, as keeping the pace.
Keeping the pace?
Yes.
And how so?
Well, you know, as people learn these boats more and more, they get faster and faster.
So the idea is that every boat is exactly identical in terms of shape and size and build, putting everyone on a level playing field at the start?
Yeah, exactly. All the boats are one design, so it's a fair match between all the boats, and it just comes down to the sailors and how we set these things up.
So you have several people with Rhode Island ties on your crew, on Team Alva Medica, people from Newport, Bristol, and Brown University graduate. How did this team form?
It's no coincidence that Rhode Island has involvement in the race. Newport's a huge yachting hub, especially in racing. I've worked in a race before, and I know these guys, and then ended up trying out and making the team.
What's it like to be returning to your home port, you know, to your home, to your actual home?
It's pretty surreal, to be honest. There's not a lot of races that finish in Newport. There's plenty that start, but to be finishing the Volvo Ocean Race in Newport is a dream come true for a lot of us, the pinnacle of offshore yachting, and we get to finish in front of our friends and family. It's a pretty special moment.
That sounds like it will be a special moment. Team Alva Medica currently in fourth place, is that correct?
Yeah, we're duking it out right now. We're kind of going back and forth with the Spanish team, Mapfre. So we're actually right behind them at the moment. We're in fifth, but we've been trading places, going back and forth. We're only a mile apart.
What do you guys need to do to close the gap between you and the other teams?
Between us and Mapfre, I think it's going to come down to just outright sailing and boat speed at the moment, because we're so close. The other boats have a little bit of a lead on us, and I think a lot of that's going to come down to how we play the weather coming up. So there's a lot to play for still. I would imagine everybody finishes within an hour of each other, sometimes even minutes of each other. We could be 50 miles apart now, but finish a half mile apart or a boat length apart at the end.
What's been the most memorable part of this race so far?
I think making it around Cape Horn. The last race, our boat didn't make it around Cape Horn because we had failures in our structure and couldn't make it around. We had to pit stop in Chile, and there's, you know, a few other stories like that for the guys on board who have been on other campaigns and never made it around, and this time we made it around, and we made it around first, which was a very special moment for us all.
Well, Nick Dana from Team Alva Medica, switching off between fifth and fourth place in the Volvo Ocean Race. Best of luck to you and to the team. We look forward to seeing your boat arrive in Newport later this week.
Great. Thanks very much.